Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Inner Monologue with me, Olivia Neal. Today, I'm going to be telling you about how I'm entering my 2014 King Kylie LA era, and I'm going to LA for 3 weeks. I'm also going to be telling you about my time in New York, how I met Drake, and about my first time going to a strip club. Okay, before I give you the rundown on my trip from New York, if you didn't know, I just went to New York for the Easter bank holiday weekend. It was also my friend's birthday, so I went there. But before I give you the rundown on that, I need to talk to you about something because I have been like jittering with excitement this whole week. I've been home. I've been planning things meticulously because I'm so excited. And that's what I do when I'm excited about something. Basically, you cannot believe a word I say. And not in like a manipulative liar way. Like, I won't lie to you about anything serious. But like, my opinions on things change every single day. I'm so indecisive. So I've sat here before and been like, I hate LA. It's a really horrible place. And the people in there suck. And I'm probably never going to go back. And I don't want to go back. You know, I just like shit on LA all the time. And I kind of still do feel that way a little bit. Like, I would never move there, I don't think. Like, again, forget that I just said that because it's probably untrue. Like, who knows? In 10 years time, when someone offers me to move to LA, who am I to say no to constant sunshine? Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Basically, Ruby, my friend, got invited to Coachella and she was given a plus one. Just like, she was invited by a brand and they gave her a free plus one. So obviously I was like, hello, I will come with you. Because my whole thing was, I didn't want to go to LA because I didn't want to pay for flights to LA. I don't like paying for flights. I think it's the most annoying, potentially one of the most annoying things to spend money on. Because it's just like public transport and you have to just spend all that money. I don't know. It just feels stupid and I hate doing it. Like paying for hotels, I don't like paying for anything. The other day, I posted a TikTok and I was like, oh, like this cream is so expensive. I always talk about this cream from Augustin Espadr and it's an amazing moisturizer. And like, it genuinely does wonders for your skin, but it is £250. I think I might have told you guys about it before. It's so fucking expensive. I've never ever like seen a cream be that much in my life. And I bought it. No, yeah, I did buy it. And I was like so pissed off because I bought the mini version, which was 125. Still a massive ripoff because it's like a mini version. Like, I actually know thinking what it probably would have been better buying for my buck if I bought the bigger one. But anyway, I like said, oh, it's so annoying that it's so good and it's making my skin amazing because I don't want it to be good because I don't want to rebuy it because it's so expensive. And I got a comment being like, how can you complain about something being expensive? And I was like, what? Like, am I not allowed to think things are ridiculously overpriced? Sue me. I am thinking there's probably like a cream with the exact same ingredients that isn't that expensive. Let me know, guys. Because you know, like people like do that, like the ingredients are all the same. It's just the packaging that's different and that's why they price it up. Anyway, how do we get into that? Oh, flights and stuff. Hate paying for flights. So I get free flights if I go with Ruby as a plus one. So obviously I'm going to Coachella. I don't even really like Coachella. When I went last year, it was like a little underwhelming, I would say. It just felt very American and like not many people were having like fun. Like, I didn't really see anyone paralytic. Like, if I'm at a festival, I want to see people like rolling on the floor, like paralytic, throwing up. That's horrible. But like, I remember I went to Parklife once in Manchester and it actually like wasn't nice because the amount of like young teens I saw like being carried up like to the medical tent, like it was actually bad. And I don't want to see that again. It was really harrowing, actually. I want to see a little bit of it, you know, at Coachella. Like, give me something to look at. Like, show me that this is a festival and not just some place to take Instagrams. However, if I'm being taken to Coachella for free, I'm not going to say no. This is the thing. I shit on Coachella, but as in, I would never buy a ticket. But if I'm being taken for free, that's the thing with me. If anything's for free, I can't say no. You know, who am I to say no to that? So I'm going to Coachella next week. A lot of my friends are already in LA as well. It's my friend's birthday, so they've all gone on holiday there. And I told them, I was like, I would love to come for your birthday, but I'm only coming if I'm getting free flights because I'm not, like, flights to LA are fucking so expensive. It's a 13-hour flight. You joking? Like, I've never been, that's the furthest place I've ever been from where I am right now is LA because I've never been to Asia. But alas, I got the ticket to Coachella, so I'm going to LA for my friend's birthday and then I'm going to Coachella. And then you would think, okay, Olivia, you're coming home after Coachella, right? No, because I've got, like, just by coincidence, I've got a job in LA at the end of April. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just staying the whole month of April. I'm going to LA for a month. That was my whole way of telling you I'm going to LA for a month. I cannot get over it. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm a sellout. I'm going to change. I literally am going to develop an American accent and like go to Aloe every day. Like, if you guys think, I always get comments being like, oh, like you don't have an Irish accent anymore. You sound so British. I'm coming back with an American twang, guys. I think I must do that. I must pick up an accent because I picked up the British one, I think, quite a lot. I still think I haven't. But sometimes I made a vlog recently and I was in Belfast at the start of it. And then at the end of it, I was in New York. And I think when I'm around American people, I put on a bit of a British accent because at the start, when I'm in Belfast, my Belfast accent is so strong. And I was like, hey guys, we're going to town now for some pints to the pub. Like, I was like fully speaking like that. And it wasn't on purpose. Like, I never do anything on purpose. I hate people like, why are you speaking like that? It's like, I'm not fucking doing it on purpose, obviously. But then at the end of it, I'm like, oh, and this is Ruby's new cat. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was the inflection of my voice was so British. And I was like, ew, I'm not posting this. And it's like, gave me the ick for that whole vlog. And I don't want to post it anyway. This is why I can't fucking do YouTube, because I get the ick for myself so much when I edit it back. I feel like LA is the place to be at the minute. I think New York and London are far better cities. In LA, there's so many negatives. Like, you can't really walk anywhere. It's not a walkable city at all. Of course, there's certain areas that you can walk around, but like getting from area to area, you can't do that. Like, you can walk in London for example, from Soho to Covent Garden if you want to do that. You can walk over to Shoreditch, and like, it's a very walkable city. New York, you could easily walk around like all of Manhattan, cross the bridge, go to Brooklyn. Like, I walk everywhere in New York. Like, oh, as we're saying, I never get cars. That's just a lie. Of course I get cars. But like, I like a walkable city, and I think it's a very European thing as well. That's why I always say that New York feels like a little European to me, because it's so walkable. But anyway, LA, you can't do that. You have to drive everywhere. The people are like, my mind hasn't changed from the people. Maybe this time I'll meet some people from LA and it will change my mind, but honestly, I don't really plan on hanging out with anyone from LA or that lives in LA. I'm basically planning on hanging out with my friends from London in LA. That's what I did last year, and I found it worked best for me. I don't want to like, yeah, I feel like I don't need any new friends. I've got enough at the minute on my plate. Not that my friends are on my plate in any way. But I'm just like not, I don't know. I'm busy. I can't make any more friends. I just feel like LA people like are very transactional. Like, they won't be nice to you until they find out that you like do social media, or like that they can gain something from you, or they think it looks good if they're friends with you. Like, it's very like that, whereas I don't think it's literally not like that in London at all. Like, no one cares what you do, and it's just if they fuck with you, they'll be friends with you. Of course there's certain elements, like you get people like that sometimes in London, but it's just crazy in LA. It's so transactional. Like, I've heard stories of people going to like parties and not getting in because they like don't have blue ticks, or like they've got under a certain amount of followers. It's very like cloudy. Everyone knows this. I don't know why I'm telling you this. However, there's been a rise of something on TikTok that has set a fire inside me. That is excitement to go to LA. Why did I just speak like that? Like, what was that, a fucking riddle or something? Anyway, there's been a trend on TikTok, and it's like 2014 is back. You know that G-Eazy song Lady Killers? And it's like, make it disappear. Then I'm not gonna sing, guys. You know what I'm talking about. The whole 2014 thing, everyone's putting those filters on their videos, their filters on their Instagram stories. G-Eazy is back. Like, who else is back? There's just a lot of like 2014 energy right now. And what was popping in 2014? LA. There was a time when like I was like, if I don't live in LA when I'm older, I failed in life. Like, I thought that was the coolest place to be. Like, people taking photos in front of the pink walls, remember that? Like, all the YouTubers would move there. Like, it was like a rite of passage. Like, once you got to a certain point in your career, you moved to LA, and that's when you know you've made it. It was like King Kylie era, and I just thought that everyone that lived in LA was just these like rich like kids from Calabasas who like drive around in their convertibles, their coffees and their smoothies. And then people kind of caught on to the fact that LA is actually like a little bit, it's not lame, okay? I'm not gonna say that. People just stopped liking it, and New York became the new big it city, and not everyone moves to New York whenever they like get to a certain, I just feel like it's a cooler thing to do now, is to move to New York than move to LA, in my humble opinion. Of course, if you're like an actor, an actress or something, then you have to move to LA. That like 2014 peak for LA is starting to come back up because of this trend on TikTok, and people are like posting these montages of LA and like glorifying it and giving it that 2014 vibe back. Like, people are taking Instagrams on Rodeo Drive. I'm just doing all the like taking hikes up to the Hollywood sign, doing very LA touristy shit that like honestly, 2 years ago, if someone like started doing that, everyone would be like, why are they doing that? Like, that's so random. And no, it's like the cool thing to do is like pretend we're in 2014 again. Like, Addison Rae's Instagram is the epitome of bringing back 2014. She posts just like a square, one square Instagram, not a carousel. Because I feel like no, the like thing to do is like post a carousel. Whereas back in 2014, you posted one image and she like post one square picture of her coffee with a heavy filter on it and like hashtag it coffee, you know, like proper 2014 stuff. And I am fucking eating it up. I cannot get enough. So because of that, I'm so excited to go to LA. I haven't felt like this about a trip in a very, very long time. I think I'm excited as well because I'm going for 3 weeks. I don't really like weekend trips because I feel like such a tourist and like I can't settle in. I like to like go somewhere for a while and then like start to like develop a daily routine in the space instead of just sightseeing every single day and like doing something new every day. Like I like doing my little like daily routines in another place and pretending that I live there. That's like my favorite thing to do on holiday personally. Obviously, if you like to do sightseeing and whatnot, good for you. I'm just like a quite lazy person when I go on trips, so I like to have time to settle in. And I've literally like I've become like a little not like I'm just a bit anal about it. Like I get so excited and I like I need to like channel this energy and this excitement into something. So I make lists and I make Pinterest boards. Guys, I made a full itinerary for myself. I'm going for 3 weeks, by the way. I don't know how the fuck I've done this. I made an itinerary. I've made a list. On that list, there are restaurants I want to visit, and I have looked at the menu and the Yelp reviews of every single one. Cafes, again, Yelp, menus, and the distance from my Airbnb. I've done activities, hikes, I've done shops, I've done everything. I like want to share it with you because I'm not going to because it'll be so boring if you're not going to LA. You're gonna be like, don't fucking tell me this, Olivia. I think maybe we should do like a TikTok about it or something. Or when I'm in LA, I'm hoping I'm gonna record some podcasts in LA. Obviously, I'm gonna record podcasts in LA. I'm not gonna leave you guys hanging for 3 weeks. Maybe when I'm there, I can like give you the rundown on my favorite places. I've also been making Pinterest boards. One board is like the vibe that I want to give off. And like what the fuck? How can you make a board on the vibe you want to give off? That is like, I just that's how excited I am. I made one board on the vibe I want to give off. And the second board is the clothes I want to wear. And I'm really, really leaning back into the whole 2014 thing. And I'm thinking the only thing I'm really going to wear is denim shorts. Where do denim shorts go? I feel like everyone's wearing anything but denim shorts. And we're going to bring them back. I'm going to be wearing a white t-shirt, denim shorts, and boots. Like short denim shorts, like proper like cut off Levi ones, you know, like the ones that people used to take photos of on Tumblr, like from the back, like just of the bum and the denim shorts. Like that is what I'm giving off. This, I wish I had fucking highlights in my hair. Oh my God, that would be so perfect. That'd be so 2014 of me. Maybe I should get a nose ring again. I don't know. And I'm going to be wearing flip flops and just, oh my God, I'm going to start stacking bracelets on my wrists, little like mini dresses and flip flops and little mini skirts and vests and just very simple stuff. Kind of giving Kate Moss 90s actually. But I just want to look like I'm just off the beach and disheveled, but like kind of like girly and fun. I have a huge handbag. I like a big like slouchy handbag that's giving me LA. Sunglasses, messy hair. Guys, I've literally never been so excited for something in my life. I hope it lives up to this because like, oh, another thing that's really excited me is because last year, as I said, LA is not a walkable city. And I didn't know that because I'd never been before. I didn't also really know what that meant as well. I was like, I can walk, like it's, places aren't gonna be that far. I was staying so central last year. It took me a good 35 minutes to get to the nearest cafe. LA's just, like America's just big. And you're probably being like, that's not that long. But like, for example, in London, I could walk 30 seconds and be at a cafe. Like, there's just, everything's just close to you and you have everything in close proximity. But like this, in LA, everything's just vast and the roads are so long and big. And it was like quite, not, it wasn't difficult. It just meant I had to get Ubers everywhere last year. And like, it's just a waste of money, you know? So this year, I found this app called Turo. And I would highly recommend it if you're ever going to America. I don't think they have it here. And it's basically an app where you can just rent people's cars for the day, or you can rent them for like longer. I'm renting mine for a week, but the whole premise of it was the fact that, like, for example, I could put my car on Turo. If I was like, I'm not driving today, let me put my car on Turo for the day, and then someone can like message me like, can I borrow your car for the day, and like the insurance covers it all, Turo covers it all, and they take your car and they bring it back at the end of the day. Like, how good is that? And it's literally like 20 quid a day. It's quite reasonable for renting a car, because like, especially like those big car companies like Enterprise and whatever, just like the big car rental companies are quite, they're very expensive, and like there's a lot of like regulations, and a lot of the time you have to be over 25, so I can't rent those cars. Toro, like, you just have to be over 21, and I am over 21. So I was able to rent a car on there. And guys, the car I picked is the most 2014 thing ever. It's a Jeep Wrangler, a black Jeep Wrangler, and the doors and roof come off. The doors come off, all four doors. What the fuck? I am going to have the best time driving that car of my life. And in LA, the roads are really big. And, like, I've always thought it must be fun to drive here because the roads are so big. Whereas in London, the roads are pretty much more narrow than my car itself. Like, this, like, you'll literally be driving down, like, a cobbled road made in the 1600s in LA. Sorry, in London. Whereas in LA, it's, like, all quite brand new and all the roads are quite smooth and just fun to drive. Anyway, I'm so fucking excited, as you can tell. Let me just give you, like, an idea of my ideal day in LA. Because this is not what I was supposed to be talking about today, but I'm just so excited that I need to, like, chat. Like, I need to tell you my plans. So I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. It's not ideal, honestly. But Ruby, oh my God. So I'm staying with Ruby. She wakes up at 6 a.m. every day. And it does my fucking head in. Because even if we, like, go out that night, she'll still want to wake up early. And I'm just not built for that. And I said that to her. I said, listen, I want to go to LA on some, like, wellness thing. Like, I don't have fun partying in LA. I don't want to party with the people in LA. There's nowhere that's, like, really fun. Like, of course, I'll go for dinners here and there. And I'll go for drinks here and there. But I'm not, like, going clubbing or, like, going to promoter clubs in LA. I just don't need that energy in my life right now. And I feel like LA is, like, the perfect place to do the whole wellness thing. It's, like, but then, okay, this is another thing I was thinking about recently. Everyone's so on their wellness stuff and, like, this is, like, my Pilates routine and this is my green juice and here's how I get all my vitamins and 12-330 aloe. I love aloe, by the way, and I'm not shitting on this movement, this wellness movement that seems to be having a rise on social media these days, because honestly it's good for us. Like, it is, of course, I think especially in the past couple of years, people have become way more in tune with their health and more, like, aware of what we're putting into our bodies and making more of an effort just to, like, have, just to be healthy, I guess. And I think, obviously, that is a good thing. But where the fuck is that chaos? Where is the people going on benders? Where is the people, the celebrities leaving clubs at 6 a.m. with eyeliner all on their face? Like, where is, like, someone, like, getting, like, paralytic and, like, getting paparazzi? Where is someone, like, getting with someone outside? Like, there's none of that anymore. I want the fucking chaos back. I think, no, okay, I'm not, because I'm going to LA on a wellness thing. But, like, if I wasn't going to LA on a wellness thing, I would go and be feral. And I would bring that back. And I would vlog it all. Because it's too perfect these days. And it's boring. I'm fucking bored of seeing people with their green juices. I want to see you paralytic. And causing, like, okay, no, honestly, it's such a bad idea, Olivia, and you shouldn't be saying that. But I just miss it. I miss the 2000s. All getting a bit boring, and we need to bring back some chaos. I just don't know if I'm going to be the one to do it, because I might get depression. I'm just, like, I'm not, yeah, that's what I was saying to Ruby. I was like, I'm not built for it. Like, I'm either here in a wellness thing, and I will wake up early with you, or I go out, and you won't see me for the full day. Like, I will rot inside all day. I just, like, my body can't do things hungover. I just can't be bothered. It's not even that I get, like, terrible hangovers. It's just, like, all motivation to leave the house goes out the window anytime I'm hungover. Like, I'm not a functioning hungover person. So my ideal day, as I said, wake up 8 a.m. We're going to have to find a happy in between because I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. I jump in the Jeep with Ruby and we drive to Community Goods. Community Goods is the cool place to hang out in LA. It's a cafe. And they do matchas, coffees. They do these breakfast sandwiches that are apparently amazing. I can't eat them. I think they've got, like, bacon and stuff in them. But it's owned by someone. Like, I don't know who the person is, but it's owned by a person that's friends with everyone, like Justin Bieber and stuff. So, like, they all go there all the time. And it's just, like, where all the hot people go. So if the hot people are going there, I'm going to go. I want to have some entertainment while I'm drinking my morning coffee. I want to look at all the hot people standing outside congregating. So I'm going to jump in my Jeep, Ruby. We're going to drive down there. What's playing in the car? Probably Lady Killer by G-Eazy, if we're being real here. After our morning coffee, we jump back in the Jeep and we drive to the aloe thing. So, sorry, I know you're thinking, like, Olivia, this is the most basic thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, you are just, like a basic white girl in LA. Yeah, I am. And I'm proud of it. Like, this is just the life I want to live for 3 weeks. I just want to like get rid of any progression we've made in the past 8 years and go right back to 2014. My hands will be through the roof while I'm driving. And it's gonna be a movie. Anyway, go to Aloe. Apparently the Aloe center there, like the Aloe gym, is insane. It's really, really big. I always see videos of people working out there, like Jake Shane. Do you follow him on TikTok? He's hilarious. Like the guy who shakes those in the Pilates machines. Like he goes there and he's like working out at the same time. Cause in Aloe, like you can book, like of course, like so if me and Ruby want to go together, we'll like we just book for both of us. But if you're going on your own, you just and the reformer Pilates classes are only in groups of three. So if you went on your own, you'd just be put with two random people. And you could literally put with like Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, you know? Like, it's just random. I don't know why I keep using Justin Bieber as my example of things. Like, I don't really care about Justin Bieber. But he's just like the most famous person that lives in LA that comes to my mind when I think of famous people. Yeah. Oh, I suppose like Kim Kardashian. Is she more famous than Justin Bieber? That's a good question. I feel like no, purely because she doesn't have a talent. And I think that knocks you down a few pegs in my how famous are you scale. Go to Aloe, do some, and apparently it's so much harder in LA. Like the instructors are like really, really intense. Oh, I've got a 50 minute personal training session the first day I get to LA with one of the personal trainers there who like is like famous. Like he, like I've seen him like train like some crazy people like for like movies and stuff, and I'm so nervous and I'm honestly really, really intimidated because like I'm not gonna lie, everyone in LA is hot. Like you can't really be in LA and not be hot. Like they're all like fucking like ripped and like I'm just because they just like live in LA and go to Aloe and drink green juice. There's nothing else to fucking do, and they sit in the sun all day and they're all like glowing and like they all get 100 treatments and they all go to the same doctors as the Kardashians, you know? Like I would be so much hotter if I lived in LA. Like I get it, but it's like, oh, I have to walk in there on my first day. Like, guys, I've been in the UK for the past year, just give me a fucking break. I'm not gonna look my peak right now, but anyway, so I'm intimidated, but I'm really, really looking forward to it. I finish Aloe, good workout for the day, and go to Air One. This is the most predictable thing ever. Go to Air One. I'm going to get myself a smoothie. I really enjoy the smoothies there. They are ridiculously overpriced, but fuck it. I'm getting a smoothie. And I'll maybe get a little box of food for... they have like a fresh counter kind of thing. And they have amazing buffalo cauliflower and just like salads. And they do like mac and cheese. And they do a lot of vegan things. That's why I really like it. Like crispy potatoes, just all, it's just fucking delicious. If you ever go to LA, you need to go to Air One. I don't think it's overrated, personally. And I would be the first person to tell you if it was overrated. If it was in London, I would be, like, they need to open, and they won't open in London, but if it was in London, I would be a frequent goer. Anyway, I then go home. Well, this is my issue. I'm stuck here because I'm in LA. I want to tan. Where do you tan? Where do you go? You could go to the beach. Oh my God, okay. Hop back in the Jeep, go to the beach, and just sit on the beach for the rest of the day. Then for dinner, my ideal situation for dinner is, let me just check my list quickly. I'll give you my favorite thing on the list. I mean, I haven't tried a lot of these things, but my favorite restaurant, the one I'm most excited for, has to be Crossroads. Crossroads is a vegan restaurant. I think it's an Italian in LA, and it's like, who owns it? Travis Barker or something like owns it. He's been vegan forever. I think he owns it because it's always in the Kardashians. But anyway, I don't know. I just love the Kardashians, guys. I know. It's so annoying. I wish I didn't. But I like, and I know that they've done like a lot. Not, I don't know if they've done bad stuff, but like they're just a bit of a controversial one, but I love them and I love their show. Anyway, it's a very popular spot in LA and it's vegan. And I feel like a lot of people in LA are vegan. So that's probably why. Yeah, LA is just really, really great for vegan food and wellness. Oh my God, guys, I'm so fucking excited. You know what I was saying about the like feral, like chaoticness that like I miss that era? I do feel like that is more suited towards New York and London. Like in LA, that whole scene is like a bit dark. It just feels darker to be on your feral shit in LA. I don't know why. Maybe because it's so sunny and so like the beaches are beautiful and everyone else is doing wellness stuff that if you were doing like feral, chaotic shit, everyone would be like, oh, like this is not the place. So yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be doing that in LA, but maybe I'm gonna bring it back. It's like, watch this space, Ibiza, perfect time for me to be feral. This summer, I'm bringing it back, guys. Let me know if you'd be interested in that. Get a bit of a switch up from all this health talk. Anyway, enough talk about LA. I had to tell you. I also am gonna go on hikes. I thought I was ready to move on, but then I had to be like, oh my God, guys, I'm gonna go on hikes. I've never been on a hike before. Have I ever been on a hike before? I don't think I have. I'm gonna wear like a little shorts and a little Alice sports bra and just be like hiking along in the morning. I wish I had a dog, that would just make it so much better. But guys, a hike? Are you joking me? I'm going on a hike in LA. Like, this is just the craziest thing ever. I'm so excited. Like, last year when I went, I did it so badly when I went to LA. Like, I was only there for a week, I think. And I just, like, didn't really know anything to do. I didn't, like, research it properly before I went. That's the thing. Like, this, like, energy that I'm having towards LA, and, like, it's making me do all this research and, like, meticulously plan everything is a good thing. Because last year I went and I didn't do that. And I literally, like, went to the same cafe every morning and had, like, huge lines. And I would just, like, sit on the sofa all day. Like, I didn't have a car, so I wasn't going to hikes because I didn't know how to get there. And all this shit. But this year, I'm gonna make LA my bitch, and I'm gonna become a real LA girl. Well, not a real LA girl, because I find them a little bit insufferable, so don't worry about that. But anyway, moving on. Let me tell you about my time in New York. Woo! So I just got back from New York, as I said, at the start of the episode. And I was there for Ruby's birthday. On Ruby's birthday, she wasn't really feeling well, so we didn't do anything. We didn't leave the house. For the first 3 days, I swear to you, I did not leave Ruby's apartment. I could spend all day in there. We had the best time rotting. I have been a fan of this guy. Well, this like there's this group on TikTok. Like, if you know, you know. During COVID, and they were called Four Freak Show. And they were like four TikTokers who would like, I don't know, it was like a four-way Zoom they would do every night, and it was streamed. People could watch live them doing this like four-way Zoom, and they were just hilarious. Like, they were so funny, and they all bounced off each other really well and whatever. I became like a really big fan of them during COVID. One of them has gone off now and like made a YouTube channel and a podcast with another guy who wasn't in it, and I've become obsessed with them. I put Ruby onto them because they're, well, one of them, I don't know if they both are, but one of them's Canadian, and Ruby loves anything Canadian because she is Canadian herself, and that's why she loves Drake so much, because he's Canadian. Anyway, we literally spent 3 days sat in her apartment ordering different Uber Eats, because the Uber Eats near her is just divine. I'm watching this guy Hamza on YouTube, and it was the best 3 days ever. And then we broke that staying inside by going to a Drake concert, guys. Also, sorry, speaking of Four Freak Show, I need to like tell you this phenomenon. Basically, I used to be best friends with this girl when I was 14 to 16, I want to say. We were like inseparable, always by each other's side. Like, we were just like, we were honestly like sisters. Like, she was like my, no, I was gonna say she was my first best friend. My first best friend was Susie, but I would say she was like my second best, like the second best friend I ever had in my life. And we kind of like stopped being friends around like 17. She was like older than me. We stopped being best friends, and we've always like kind of remained friends. But again, when I said that, like, she went off to uni, and then I never saw her again. Like, I have not seen this girl since I was 17, 16 or 17. But I think I developed a lot of my humor on Vine, like when Vine was a thing. That's where like I think a lot of my personality comes from. Like, I fucking loved Vine. Like, if you think you love TikTok, I love Vine 100 times more. Like, I was on that app all day every day. Like, I knew every Vine. Like, there was not a Vine that was posted on that app that didn't go past me. Like, you can't, I guarantee you cannot show me a Vine that I haven't already seen. Like, I was obsessed with Vines. I used to make Vine compilations and post them on YouTube. Like, I was really a Vine fanatic. And this girl who was my best friend also was a Vine fanatic, and we like just bonded over Vine. We'd sit there all day, we'd make Vines, we'd make Vine compilations. Like, I was like on iMovie making Vine compilations. It was so weird. They're still up on my YouTube channel, but I've just privated them. Anyway, we because of that, and because we were like both so obsessed, we like developed the exact same humor. And when we like kind of stopped being friends, like, I wasn't ready to like let that go. So like, to this day, we still send each other. Obviously, there's not such a thing as Vine anymore. By the way, Vine was like the, if you don't know, I'm sure there's some people listening to this like don't really know what Vine is if you're like 16 or whatever, but Vine was like the original TikTok, and it was like you could only ever do 6 second videos. There was no effects, no nothing, and it was just like hilarious. It was like the start of like video content, kind of like short form video content on social media. So yeah, as I said, I wasn't like ready to give that up. So we still to this day send like 5 TikToks a day to each other. We don't speak, like we don't text or anything. I haven't seen her since I was 17. We don't really like say much on TikTok. We just send TikToks to each other because we know that we'll find each other's TikToks funny. Isn't that like so, like we've never like acknowledged it. Like, it's never been like, hey, like, how are you, by the way? Like, haven't seen you in years. How's everything going? None of that. Like, we're never like, hey, isn't this weird that we like speak every single day and like not speak every single day, but send TikToks to each other every single day and like we don't speak. We've never acknowledged it. I don't think we ever will, because I just fucking love what we have going on, because she just sends me the best TikToks. And honestly, like, the TikToks she sends me are my favorite that anyone ever sends me. Like, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people do send me TikToks sometimes. I'm like, this isn't funny. But she just gets me because of our Vine humor, or like, and we developed it at the exact same time. Weird concept. Anyway, what was I speaking about? Oh, Four Freak Show. And she also loves Four Freak Show, so she always sends me Four Freak Show TikToks. That's how I got into that tangent, guys. Sorry about that. Anyway, Drake concert. So my friend Zach DJs. Like, he's like the opener for Drake. He's just like gets the crowd going, you know, whatever. And he does that for his tour, which is a pretty epic, crazy thing. Actually, imagine that, DJing for Drake's tour. And while I was in New York at the same time as Ray's birthday, Drake had two shows in New York as well. And I have been to a Drake show before. I was 16, I want to say. I remember I got the coat. It was a school night. I got the coach down. Actually, I think it was before that. Maybe like I was like 14 or something. I got the coach down to Dublin and I went to see a Drake concert. And I enjoyed it, but I definitely wasn't as big of a Drake fan then as I am now. Drake definitely wasn't my favorite. I think I preferred, like, back then I was so into Bryson Tiller. It's quite funny now seeing Bryson Tiller have this like resurgence, because like he was like, I was obsessed with him when I was younger. He was like my shit. Him and J. Cole. Well, J. Cole's always been big, but yeah, Bryson Tiller's like coming back up, and it's nice to see for him because he really went quiet for a few years. Anyway, enough of that, guys. Oh, I got so much to talk about and like rap stuff that I will get into, actually, because I've got a funny thing to like tell you. Obviously, I'm in New York. We're like, Zach, we want to come to the show. He hooks us up with tickets. Amazing. It's such a good show. Every song is a banger. Like, everyone's just like dancing and having such a good time. I didn't feel the need to video. Like, it was just like bangers that I've listened to since I was literally like 12 years, not 12 years old, maybe like 14. Like, that's probably when I discovered Drake. But like, he like really curated the set list really well, to the point that I knew every single song. It was like a great night out. That's like the only way I can explain it. It was like a big party, and he made everyone feel included, and he was like, I don't know, it was just an amazing concert. I had the best time. So the first night, Sexy Red came out, and she performed Get It Sexy, which, by the way, great song. And they also performed Rich Baby Daddy, of course, their song together. That song, I don't know what life was like before that song came out. If there is one song that I'm playing on the way to any function, if I got me and the girls in the car, it is Rich Baby Daddy. It is a fantastic song. And him and Sexy Red performed it live, like literally 5 meters in front of me. And the way that they set it up is that they don't let that many people into the standing bit. And I was in standing. So like, there was honestly like not that many people in between me and the stage. And I wasn't there early. I literally like, I was standing at the back of the crowd. I didn't want to be in there. Like, I didn't want to be like, oh my God, sorry, I thought of another thing to tell you. Anyway, great show. So the second night, we're like, hey Zach, had a great time last night, let's run it up again. And he gets us tickets again, second night in a row. Couldn't believe it, so lucky. We go this night, he's bringing out Lil Wayne. Oh my God, I don't know if I have I don't know if I like any other musical duo more than Drake and Lil Wayne. Bold statement, but that's just how I feel. I just don't think you can beat their songs together. They have some bangers together. Anyway, so Lil Wayne's coming out. I'm actually so excited, having the best time, whatever. Then this woman, right, I'm facing forward, I'm looking at the stage, and I can feel this woman like staring at me. Like, she's in front of me, but like she's staring at me, and I was like, oh, this is like weird. Like, I don't really know where to look right now. Like, maybe I don't know what was going on. And then eventually I had the courage to like look at her, and she was like she was like mouthing something at me. Bear in mind, this girl is like a meter in front of me, and I was like, what? And she was like, I will hit you. And I was like, what? Like, I'm so confused. And I was like, I don't know. Like, and I think she was talking about, I think she thought I was looking at her like husband or her boyfriend. That's the only thing I can think of, because I wasn't anywhere near her. I don't even know what her boyfriend was wearing. And I think maybe, okay, no, there was something that she said to lead me to believe that she was maybe talking about, I think maybe her boyfriend was like pulling her back, and she was like genuinely like, trying to like square up to me. I don't know. By the way, I don't know what this man was wearing. That's how much I didn't look at him. But I can tell you that he was like 45, and like I don't want to call anyone like, hey, how do I say this in a nice way? He wasn't good looking, sorry. And I was not fucking looking at him. I was looking at Sage, and they're like to my left, and like Drake was to my right. Like, girl, I'm not looking at your man. And I don't know if she was just drunk and like trying to fight me, but it was insane. And I like wanted to be like, I wanted to be like, girl, like, look at him. I'm not looking at him. But I didn't, and I just ran away because I was so scared of this. Like, she was like, she was old. Like, she was like, she like obviously she was like 40 as well. And I was like, can you imagine? I got hit. And then that night, sorry, I go to a bar and I'm sat in the corner. It's like my friend's bar as well. I'm sat in the corner, whatever, with my friends, having a good time. Boop. Glass thrown through the air hits me on the head. What? I was like, what just happened? And everyone's like, oh my God, what just happened? And I was like, I've just been fucking shot in the head. Like, someone threw a glass from the other side of the room and it hit me in the head. No, I have a theory. I was sat beside my friend Zach. I love Zach. He's a really, really, really great guy. He gets a lot of stick sometimes. Like, I feel like anytime I post anything with him, everyone's like, oh my God, Zach, man. Like, I don't really get it. Like, I don't understand the hate train. Like, I don't know. I think I don't want to talk on him too much because, like, that's none of my business. But I don't get it. Like, he's a really, really nice guy and he's never done anything to anyone. So I don't know why everyone is, like, doing that. Anyway, so my theory is I don't have any ops, really. I don't know. Well, that fucking girl at the Drake concert is my op, not I. But I definitely don't have any ops in New York to be throwing a glass at my head. So I'm thinking maybe someone tried to throw it at Zach and it hit me instead. But it's the first time I've been hit in the head and my entire head just went boom. And I got a huge bump. And I was like, I should probably, like, do something about this. I just continued on my night out. I didn't have time to be doing anything about the huge fucking lump on my forehead. I had places to be, people to see, like Drake at his after party. So at this point, I've been to the Drake concert two nights in a row. Movie, so much fun. I've got a big lump on my head, but then we hear of a little soiree that Drake's hosting. So I'm like, obviously, I'm pulling up to that. I'm with Zach, so he's friends with him. So I'm like, can we come? And we go. So let's get into it. There's a whole beef going on right now. And there has been a beef in rap between Kendrick and Drake for a long, long, long time. I could do an entire podcast episode on their beef. I am so intrigued by it. The lore behind it and the history and all the references and all this shit is so interesting. I watched a deep dive YouTube video, what it would recommend to you guys. People say the biggest three rappers are Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. The big three. J. Cole and Drake, obviously, like, besties, went on tour together, have a little, they have a full album together. Do they? I feel like they do. They're, like, on good terms. And Drake and Kendrick used to be on good terms. In fact, Drake took Kendrick on tour as his opening act when Kendrick was so small, like, so tiny, like, just, like, coming up. And he took him on tour, like, he blew up, whatever. And then Kendrick just decided, like, I don't fuck with you anymore. I don't really know the beef, but I don't know I don't know Kendrick personally. I have no idea why they fell out, really. But Kendrick decided he doesn't like Drake anymore. And you know what? It might not even be that. He was just, like, dropping, like, little subtle diss bars in a song that could be related back to Drake. And kind of, like, they were related to Drake. And then Drake would, like, reciprocate and, like, release something, like, another diss track on him. But, like, it was mostly Kendrick initiating it. And I don't really know why he, like, always does that. But, like, it's fun. And it's, like, rap culture. And it's, like, good to have a bit of, like, competitiveness. And it's fun. It's not that deep. Like, Kendrick will, like, he wanted a song where he, like name dropped so many rappers and, like, kind of dissed them in a way. And a lot of the rappers, like, we don't care. Like, it's funny. Like, Kendrick's, like, talking about me in a song. Like, cool. Like, that's, like, an honor. And it's not deep. Like, I know if I ever saw him, it'd be sweet. Like, it's not like he's going to, like, fucking bite me. You have to think you're better than other people in this game. But Drake takes it personally. Or Drake. He's just like, he's a sweetheart, isn't he? I love Drake. This is the thing. I love Kendrick and I love Drake. And I'm never picking sides on this. Because I think it's good. Like, it's so good for, like, the rap scene to have these, like, what would you call that? Like, a feud. It's like, girls, we have that all the time with celebrities falling out. And, like proper girl gossip, we have that all the time. And we love it. Boys don't really have that. So I think this is, like, the boys' gossip. So, like, I think Kendrick keeping this going is really, really good. Because recently he released a song where he was on a verse of... Was it Future song? I don't know. He was on a verse. And it was, like, the whole thing was basically like, fuck you, Drake. Like, it was a full Drake diss track. Drake has not yet reciprocated. We're yet to see if he's going to do anything. But it's a great song. Like that, I have been listening to it on repeat. On the treadmill this morning, I was running and it was just making me run so fast. And I was having the best time. It's such a good song. I would really highly recommend it. Anyway, it's a topical piece of conversation right now because Kendrick just last week released that verse dissing Drake. And anyway, we go to this soiree. Why am I saying soiree? That's just because that's like the only way I know how to describe it, because it was like a bar, but the bar was empty and there was like 20 people in there. Like, it was like the music was pretty low and everyone was just having drinks and like chatting. Like, it was a very, it was giving soiree. Like, it wasn't giving party or like, it wasn't giving like packed bar or anything bustling. It was just, it was chill. And the guy, like, someone was on aux and I think they just like pressed like shuffle on a playlist. And oh, by the way, Drake is here. I hadn't spoken to him, but I was just like, whoa, like, this guy is real. He's so clean in person. That is like how I would describe, like, everything is perfect. Like, he doesn't look real. He's so groomed and glowing, and he just looks good. Honestly, I was like, you're kind of hot. I never really thought that before, but like in person, he's just like, he just radiates his energy. And honestly, if I was that rich, I probably would too. Like, he just gives rich, you know? Anyway, this part, like, someone's connected to the aux. What comes on? The Kendrick song. Can you imagine? The Kendrick song comes on and like everyone's just like, oh. And someone like ran up to the guy connected to the aux and like, change the fucking song right now. Like, I know you're probably like, oh, that's not a big deal, but guys, that was a big deal. Like, I was like, that's like, I need to tell my podcast about this. I know I'm telling you guys and you're probably like, oh, fuck off, like, maybe we don't care like that. Like, as a Drake and Kendrick fan, like, I was like, the fact that I'm witnessing this firsthand is insane. Oh my god, guys, I went to the strip club for the first time in my life. Let's get into it, actually. So, kind of growing up, I always thought, like, strip clubs were, like, a bit, not sleazy, I don't want to say that, but this is like me when I was growing up. Like, the whole rhetoric behind it was just like it was a place where like sleazy, like gross men would go like touch girls basically. And like maybe sometimes I would see it in a movie, but the only time it's really shown in movies is in that kind of sleazy way. Like, it's like middle America, all fat white man getting like a lap dance in a strip club. Like, that's kind of how I imagine strip clubs to be. And then as I grew older, I kind of realized that like, it's in America, especially, not in London, we don't have them like that, but it's like a club, like it's like a party place that people just go and they have a lot of fun and like the drinks are flowing and like it's like a, girls can go to it. That's another thing in movies and stuff, when I'd seen it, it was only ever men in there, like, and they're not really having fun, they're just kind of like sat there like perving on these like girls. Whereas in America, it's like genuinely just like a club, but like there's like girls like dancing around, which is like kind of perfect. Like, I like, it's like something like, who doesn't want to see a beautiful woman dance while you're like out at the club with all your friends having drinks, like, fun. So all my friends from America always talk about the strip club and like they're open really, really late, so people always like go like after the club, and anyway, they just like have a good time there. And I've always wanted to go. I don't think it's sleazy or anything. Like, I think I obviously support, I don't know, would you say they're a sex worker? I don't know, but like, I'm not, I would never like shame someone for being a stripper. Like, I think it's a really, really cool thing, and like, I think they make their money, and like, good for you as long as you're safe and happy. But so I was just like, I really wanted to go. I wanted to show my support. I wanted to have some fun with friends. I wanted to experience a strip club in America. And I feel like the best ones to go to are in Miami or like Atlanta. I was gonna have to settle for New York, because at this night, someone was like, should we go to the strip club after? And I was like, yes. Tonight is the fucking night. I do it. It was my last night in New York. I was like, let's go to the fucking strip club. So I go to the strip club. It was like, it was fun. So I liked, like, well, I like made friends, all the girls, the strippers. I was like, oh, what's your name? Like, they're all trying to pay off their student loans. I was like, girl, if I went to uni America, I'd probably be here too, because the wages, what's it? The fees, the uni fees in America are insane. So yeah, like, good for you. Get that bag. I made friends with them all. Yeah. And it was like a good time. They did some, there was like a pool. They were like doing some amazing, honestly, athletic work on there. I was like, good for you, girls. Drinks, throwing money everywhere. It was just so much fun. Then the one thing that freaked me out was seeing men get dances. I was like, oh, something about this is weird. And like, oh, like, I don't know, just the thought of like a man sat there, like, well, like, and I was like, I don't know. It'd be different if the man was like, the man was like really hot. Then I'd be like, maybe the girl's like having fun with this. But like, anyway, I think in my head, I imagined it that, like, you were at like a booth with your friends, and then there was just like people on stage doing like pole dancing and stuff on stage. I think I would like that more than what my situation was, because like in my situation, obviously it was great because I got to know the strippers and they were lovely girls, but I also like don't want someone beside me getting a lap dance. There's something I find, I'm maybe just like uncomfortable, and I am uncomfortable just like in general with kind of stuff like that, and like I've become really awkward, like just yeah, I just still feel like a child when I talk about stuff like that. Like, I'm not a naked person. I don't like being, like, I'm not really confident being naked with anyone, like my friends, in really, like, I'm not walking around, you know, like that. Like, I would never, like, when people take their tops off at the beach, I'm like, oh my god, I couldn't do that. Or like, even talking about makes my whole body like shrivel up, because I'm still a child pretty much when it comes to that regard. Anyway, so yeah, strip club check, met Drake. Well, I didn't really meet Drake. Basically, I went like this. Hi. And he went, that was it. So I'm telling everyone I met Drake, but it was actually just like, you know that, like that smile you do on the street when you like pass someone that you like kind of don't want to speak to, you just go, that's what I did to him. I don't know why. I should have been like, I'm a huge fan. Actually, I shouldn't have done that. It's a good thing that I did that. So I didn't say anything that I could have embarrassed myself with. Anyway, that's like my rundown on New York and my future plans for LA. I didn't even like, usually I have a topic or like a theme for my episodes. And I did have one today. I was going to talk to you about like loads of other stuff, but I don't think I have time because I just yapped about my fucking like boring stuff. And you might not even wanted to hear that, but you got it anyway. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to my yapping. I love you so much. I'm gonna stop saying yapping now. Yapping is boring and it's like, it's not the vibe. I need to think of a new word, but it's just such a great word, yap. Like, what is like a, let's think of a good alternative next week, or when you listen to this, message me a good alternative to the word yapping and I'll use it in this podcast, and you'll know that I used your word if you send me the right one. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.